God some praise. Hallelujah. He's our God. Glory to God. We all got equal portion.
Come on now.
Glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. He's worthy. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of James. First chapter. Book of James, chapter 1. And we're going to start with verse 19. You got to say amen. Amen. Verse 19. It said, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
Come on now.
For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God."
Right.
Glory to God. It says, "Wherefore, lay aside, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls."
Yeah. All right. Amen.
Glory to God. And James goes on to say, he said, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Come on and give God some praise.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. James and Paul talked about the first. Let me explain this. It should be careful to note that James is not dealing with the doctrine like Paul was, of justification, or the grounds of justification, which is one of the great doctrines that Paul was, the epistle to the Romans. But the doctrine of James is in no sense a conflict with the doctrine of Paul. They are treating two entirely different things. Justification by faith, Paul's doctrine, is not the same thing as the justification of faith, or faith justified by works, which is the doctrine of James.
Yes, that's right.
We are not justified by works, but by faith. That's Paul's teaching. That faith is dead and useless unless it expresses itself in a true life and true Christian activities. That's James' teaching. But the both of them are in harmony.
Yes, they are.
They are not conflicting one to another. What I want to talk about tonight is what James is talking about. That this life in activities, in order to express this thing called Jesus that's on the inside of you, in order to express this engrafted word that's in you, glory to God, then you got to live this thing accordingly to the words that are expressed in this book. It said, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren." You know that word beloved is agapitos or agapio. It's like a special epithet to the saints of the epistles. That's where we're living at. In Romans, the book of Romans, the first chapter, I believe is in verse 7, it says, "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints." To all that be in the city of Detroit, beloved of God, called to be saints.
All right.
God has called us to do the work of this ministry because this is where he set this ministry. And when we leave this place, it's not only done here, but it's done abroad. It is done on this city. It is done on your job. It's done when you lay down at night. This word you are expressing. Why? Because you are expressing what Paul said. You live by faith, but you got to have some. You got to have some victory and some activity.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
You can't live this thing alone. God didn't give us His breath just for us to be holy. He didn't give us His breath just for us to come and sit in the pews. He didn't give us His breath so that we just wake up in the morning and scratch our eyes and rub our heads. But He gave us this breath, this life, so that we can express it wherever we go in that course of the day. To express it before those that you come in contact with, to let them know that the love of God is on the inside, glory to God, and that they can be a part of this mission that you and I are on.
Amen.
Come on and give me some praise. It said, beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear and speak and slow to wrath. Glory to God. He's talking about man. Every one of us up in here. That's both masculine and feminine. So it's talking about the women also.
Right. Amen.
It says to every individual. It says be swift. That means be ready.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah.
How you going to be ready? Well, the Bible says study to show yourself approved.
Yeah.
A workman need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing this word of truth, that the man or the woman of God will be thoroughly furbished in the good works that they're supposed to do today.
Come on.
Glory to God. You can't do nothing if you're not ready. You got to be ready. Glory to God. Because when the door opens, you got to be ready to go in. And you got to be ready to go in to do the work of the ministry. You got to go in and do according to as the Spirit of the Lord leads you to do. It says be swift. You got to be ready. It says be swift to hear and slow to speak. You don't just give this word, glory to God, because God touched you by His Spirit. And all of a sudden, glory to God, you're ready. Glory to God. You got to wait on God to lead you and guide you because He's the only one that knows His word.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You just got a foretaste of it. Ha, kobo-bo-shaka. Didn't grab the word that is on the inside, but the Holy Ghost got to bring you to the will and the knowledge of what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it and what you're supposed not to do when you stop to do it. Glory to God.
Right.
So you have to listen and be ready.
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
A lot of people are too fast. That word swift, they think it means fast. It don't mean fast. That's what a lot of them take it for. It means fast. That means they jump on it and they're gone. But they don't have no knowledge of what they're doing. Glory to God. So James is saying, here's what you got to do. He said, be swift to hear. Huh? Be ready, but slow to speak and slow to wrath.
Yeah.
Glory to God, that word here is the New Testament relationship between God and man. I don't know about you, but I love God's word. I like to hear Him speak, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you get up in the morning, you got to be ready to receive from God. But a lot of us get up, glory to God, and we push God aside. We don't get up as soon as our feet hit the floor and say, thank you, Jesus. I got one more day of your living. And Hako Shaka, one more day of your breath. And one more day of your strength. And one more day of your joy. But some get up and put their feet on the floor. And they go straight to the kitchen and prepare breakfast, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, when your feet hit the floor, you already at the breakfast table. All you got to do is call upon God and He will answer you and show you great and mighty things what you're supposed to do in the course of that day. Come on and give God some praise. He said be slow to speak. That means to talk. Use the voice. A lot of people use it but without reference to the word spoken. That's why they get hurry all the time, because they don't have no reference. Glory to God, they ain't got nothing to tell nobody. Hallelujah. They can't tell anybody that the joy of the Lord is their strength, glory to God, because they don't have any reference. The reference is in here, glory to God. Study to show yourself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly divided, the reference, glory to God. That he be thoroughly furnished when he go, glory to God. And he can tell the good news. You can't tell no good news if you don't have no good news. You can't tell no good news if you don't know about the good news. But you can tell it, glory to God, when you have the right reference at the right time, glory to God. It will move mountains and pull down the stronghold in your life and all those that are around you. Come on and give me some praise. Glory to God. It said be slow to wrath. That means excitement of mind.
Bless me, Lord.
My God. Excitement of mind. Somebody says something about you, you get excited about it. Ain't talking about the excitement, you happy or nothing like that. Now it goes on to say that excitement could be violent. It could be a violent passion. It's a natural impulse. So it'll spring up anytime.
That's right.
That's the wrath you're talking about. Something that you can't hold back. And you can't hold it back if you don't have the right reference.
Come on now.
Glory to God. Not only talking about it, it's a natural impulse, but it could be punishment.
Amen.
Huh? Not just punishment to somebody else, but it begins at home, the punishment. That's why people are so messed up in their minds and out of shape, glory to God, because they don't have the right reference.
Hmm. Yeah.
They don't realize that the engrafted word that's on the inside is able to not only save their soul, but to keep their mind and their hearts, glory to God, and give them perfect peace in the midst of the storms of life when they need that perfect peace. But you got to have some reference.
Come on now. Preach.
Ooh, glory,
my God. Anger. So the wrath produces anger. That's the strongest of all the passion. That's why God said be angry, but don't sin. Because if you go beyond that, then all you're going to do is what the flesh know to do.
Amen.
And it's destruction.
Yeah.
Like you never seen. The Bible says the evil man and seducer shall wax worse and what? Worse in the earth.
Yeah.
It's not going to get any better.
That's what it says.
But as long as you got the reference, glory to God, you're going to be all right. As long as you know who you are, glory to God, in Christ Jesus, you're going to be all right, glory to God. When you got some reference, you know how to walk right. When you got the right reference, you know how to talk right. When you got the right reference, glory to God, you know how to greet your brother. When you got the right reference, you know how to love, glory to God. When you got the reference, and that's the engrafted word, when you got it on the inside, then you'll know how to give it out. Come on and give God some praise.
Amen.
It says, because the what? The wrath of man is not the righteousness of God. The wrath of man don't work it. He only work it unrighteousness.
Right.
Glory to God. And unrighteousness bring what? Death. It bring that punishment I was talking about. Unrighteousness, that natural impulse shows up, glory to God. It wasn't hid, it was there all the time.
Amen.
You just tested a little bit and it came forth, glory to God. That's why, because the natural man don't know the righteousness of God. It cannot know the righteousness of God, the character or the quality of being right or just. That's the righteousness of God. Man can't be just, glory to God. He can't be right, glory to God, only right what he thinks in his own mind, in his own wisdom, in his own way. It might be some good thoughts, glory to God, but God said he's a name above every name, glory to God. So what you know don't matter. It don't line up with God. God don't care how many scholarships you got, glory to God. He don't care how many schools you've been to. He don't care how many Bible classes
Glory
to God.
Yeah.
What is the righteousness of God? The man who trusts in Christ. That's simple. But it's hard. Because we can't always trust in God.
Right.
Hallelujah. None of us in here perfect.
Amen.
Including me.
Amen.
I'll mess up in a minute. But I got some reference.
Yes.
Right. Hallelujah. Yes. And if that engrafted word said, glory to God, that I can go to the Father.
Yes.
I can go to the Father through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And ask for repentance because I know the reference.
Yes.
And the Bible said he's quick and just to forgive me.
Yes.
You got to know him for yourself,
yes,
glory to God.
Yes.
You can come to church and you can hear the teacher teach and the pastor preach and teach and the preacher preach, glory to God, and the prophet prophesy, glory to God. But until you know him, it doesn't mean a hill of beans, glory to God. The Bible says you got to get in here, open up this book for yourself and find out what is the reference for your life. Come on.
Amen.
Man who trusts in Christ becomes the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
In him. Talking about Christ. The righteousness in him. Christ ruling.
Huh?
Yeah. That is, he become all that Christ, that God requires a man to be. All that that he could never be in himself. You can't do nothing without Jesus Christ.
Glory
to God.
The
man think he can do what he want to do by himself. But God got control over every breath that you breathe.
Yes, he does.
And God got control over every step that you take. And God got the control, glory to God, every place that you go. And God got control over the clothes that you wear.
Yeah.
He got control over the food that you eat. You said, well, I prepared the food, but who put it here in the hood? Glory to God. God's got control over everything. So all we got to do, all he wants the righteousness of God to be in man is to lift him up and recognize that he is God and there's none else.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He's the one that created,
yeah,
and not else.
That's right.
He's the one that saved and not else.
Yeah.
He's the one going to take his breath back and not else. But I'm here to tell you, get your soul right and let your soul stay right, glory to God. So when he do come, glory to God, you'll be ready.
Yeah.
Come on, give him some praise.
Yeah.
But truly, my word is the be all and the end all. It was first, and it shall be last.
Yes.
All things that are part of my word shall remain, and they shall remain to do the work that I have set forth to do. But you must follow the instruction. I am the instructor. I am the one who am living this thing. I overcame the world, and you shall do so also when you follow the instruction. As the man of God said, the right reference. I am your reference. I am your instructor. I am your guide. I am your life. Therefore, if any man will follow my word, he shall see life. He shall not see the destruction. He shall not see the punishment. He shall not see the wrath to come. But I am the Lord your God, and I am the leader, and I am the guide, and I am your eyes, and I am your ears. I am your instruction. I am all that you need. So continue to follow after me, and you shall do the words. You shall be the doer and not the hearer only, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Glory. Come on and give us some praise.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
James said,
glory to God.
When you know that you are the beloved.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he goes on to say, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive them with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. This filthiness that he's talking about is defilement. Dishonor. Man, dishonor God. Let me tell you something. They're using God's life to do whatever they want to do.
Come on now.
And they don't realize that it belongs to God.
Yeah.
So they are using that life in dishonor. Glory to God. And they don't know that whatsoever man doeth, that shall he also reap. That's why they don't have the reference. They don't understand it. Why? Because they don't know God. And I'm not only talking about somebody lost, but I'm talking about Christian. Glory to God. Let me tell you something about Christian. You talk about the world watching Christians. Christians are watching Christians. Glory to God. They're trying to see whether you're going to do what you said. You've been saying all along. Glory to God. To see how you're going to be able to live up according to the records that you say you got. Glory to God. But if they don't see, glory to God, the meat of the matter, glory to God, then they know, because God said you bear witness with your spirit to their spirit. Glory to God. So you know when somebody lying. I don't know about you, but I know when somebody lying. I know when they're putting on, glory to God. I know when they're performing, glory to God. But with meekness, glory to God, of that engrafted word in the inside, I still love them. And I still pray for them, glory to God. Still lift them up. Still invite them to church, glory to God. Still help them when I can help you. That's the meekness of the engrafted word that's on the inside. That's the reference that we got, glory to God. Love your neighbors as yourself. Come on and give God some praise. Amen.
Yes.
Don't tell me you love me. You got some of these qualities in you. It's defilement. Glory to God. But you got to get it right before God for yourself.
Yes.
Nobody else can do it. Superfluity. That means the abundance of stuff. People got an overflow of stuff. You know, back in there, they just keep taking it in, taking it in, taking it in. And you can only hold so much of unrighteousness. Glory to God. And after a while, if you're not into this reference, glory to God, you only got a small amount of that, glory to God. But let me say, Pastor Key will bring it. He said, God is a gentleman. God going to step back at the little bit of righteousness you got on the inside of you and let the overflow of the superfluity and the naughtiness come on out. Whatsoever man sowed, that shall he also reap.
Yes, it will. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Your free will and volition. If you want to do that, you can do it. Glory to God. But whatsoever man sowed, that shall he reap. Glory to God. When it comes time to reap, then comes time to belly aching. Glory to God. Well, that's all in the superfluity and the naughtiness of life. Glory to God. Why? Because they don't want to turn from it. They had an abundance going in, and they got over an abundance coming out. Glory to God. If one little seed you plant of discord or whatever, it comes up a big harvest. You plant the seed of a tree, it comes up, got bark on it, then the limbs come, then the leaves come, then some more seeds come on out of the flowers, and then the seeds fall out of the flowers into the ground. And some more trees come up. That's the harvest. How come when you're so wrong, that's the harvest you got? It falls all around you. The seeds that fall from the harvest that you got from sowing the one seed, the seeds that fall off of the harvest that you are receiving is all around you. Glory to God. So it not only messes up a whole lot of stuff, glory to God, but it messes up all those around you, glory to God, because they are the one that's watching you to see how you're going to live this day according to the reference that you gave them. Come on and give God some praise. Naughtiness. That means badness, inequality, the evil, trouble, affliction. But the engrafted word, the implanted principle that's on the inside. That means giving yourself holy and acceptable unto God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He said, 22, he said, but be ye doers. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this one. Mm-hmm. Of the word, and not hearers only, mm-hmm, deceiving your own self. Mm-hmm. When you hear this word, and you do it, then you shall be justified by the righteousness of God. But there are a lot of hearers. And when the pressure comes and mount up all around you, and when you're in trouble, and when you're oppressed beyond measure, the scripture, like the scripture said, there's trouble on every side, but yet the ones who are doing it are not depressed, but the ones that are here is only glory to God. And you know what a here is? Glory to God. He had a preacher preach, the teacher teach, he had a testimony, glory to God, but he ain't got no reference.
Come on now.
What is that reference? He don't have no understanding. So he just a hearer. They come to church and sit on the benches and they leave the same way. That's like they came in. Glory to God, with cloud nine on them. Glory to God. Can't see straight, can't think straight. Glory to God. Came to get prayer, but they don't know how to get prayer. Glory to God. Because they figure you're going to find out about their personal life. God already knew about your personal life. Glory to God. He don't care about your personal life. All he want to know, do you want to be delivered? Do you want to be saved? Glory to God. Do you want to know about this engrafted word that you got inside of you, but you don't know how to use? Glory to God. It's just like baker in the kitchen baking a cake, glory to God, that she can read the instruction. Yeah. I said she read the instructions. Never made a cake before in her life, but she got some experience of making other cakes. But when she read the instructions of this cake, then what's she going to do with it? It ain't a cake unless she put the ingredients or the instruction together.
Come on now.
Glory to God. I hear of the word, glory to God. If you don't open up this book,
right. Yes, Lord.
And study,
yes,
this Lord, word for yourself. Yes, let me, yes, tell you something, Lord. What here it is. When you open this book up and begin to read this word, that's the same as hearing it. Because this is a logos word.
Yes.
That means it's spoken. And when you open this Bible up, God will begin to talk to you, glory to God, and begin to give you some instructions and direction, glory to God, and give you some strength. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, glory to God. And no man can come unto the instruction, glory to God, except he come by me, glory to God. Because everything that I heard from my Father, that I do. Come on and give God some grace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When y'all, when the hearers all bowed down, hallelujah, what you gonna do? Are you gonna react or respond?
I heard that.
I tell you what a hearer does that don't have any reference. They react. Those are the ones that's bellyaching and carrying on. They react, they run to the man of God, pray for me, glory to God. But they won't let you know what, why they in that position, glory to God. They want you to pray and get them out, glory. They want you to have faith that ingrafted the word like they should have, glory to God. But they don't know about it, so they come to the man of God or the woman of God expecting to get out, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, that the man and the woman of God didn't create you. He didn't put the breath in you, glory to God. You need to go to the author and the finisher, the one that know about you, glory to God, before you went to the man or the woman of God. But I'm here to tell you, if you get the reference right, glory to God, then you can move on and become a doer. And a doer is one who responds, glory to God, to this calling, glory to God. We're called to be saints, glory to God, to the pulling down of the stronghold and pull down, glory to God, and lift up, glory to God, and heal the sick and open the blind eyes and declare the word of God to everybody that you come in contact with. Hallelujah. That's a doer.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, man.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory. Glory to God.
I don't know about you, but I want to be a doer.
Amen.
A doer is not a performer.
Right.
Hallelujah. Say that. A doer is a demonstrator.
Say that.
Come on, old Shaka.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you who won. Was the greatest demonstrator that was. His name is Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
He was the greatest demonstrator.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. He just didn't say, humble yourself. He humbled himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Glory to God. He just didn't say, forgive. He forgave us.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes,
he just didn't say, glory to God, love God and your neighbor. This one I'm talking about, name Jesus, he demonstrated that love, glory to God. And that's what we got to do. We got to demonstrate this love. If you got Jesus, then you are demonstrating glory to God. If you got Jesus, then you are expressing glory to God. If you got Jesus, glory to God, then you are way maker, glory to God. If you got Jesus, glory to God, you are a healer, glory to God. If you got Jesus, glory to God, you can lift that, glory to God. If you got Jesus, you are strong to live. Why? Because great is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Come on and give us that glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm closing. Hallelujah. In Romans 2 and 13, Paul, see how these two harmonized with one another. Paul said in 2 and 13, he said, the hearers of the law are just before God. He said, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
Wow. Okay.
Woo, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Here's the one who listened. But it's more to listen. You can hear something, but if you never apply it, and let me tell you something about the Christian watching Christians. They hear the word of God and they try to apply it to somebody else's life. Let me go on and read this. It says, glory to God, it says, for this man who is a hearer only of the word and not a doer is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He don't want to see himself. He look in there and he sees Sister So-and-so. He look in there and he see brother this and brother that. He look into that mirror, glory to God, and he see that he shouldn't have that position on that job. It should be mine.
Amen. Amen.
When he got a tardy record, glory to God, that won't stand up. It says, behold, he said, when he looked into that glass and see all this stuff, he beholding his own self.
Amen.
It's a reflection, glory to God, of who you are. It's a reflection to the world of who you are. If they see you, they see Jesus, glory to God. If they see the natural impulse, glory, they see the human, glory to God. They see the man that sinned, glory to God, and to God. That's who they see. I don't know about you, but I want to be a doer, so they can't see nobody but Jesus, glory to God. They can look past my thoughts, and they can see more of Jesus than they see more of my need. Come on and give me a prayer.
Hallelujah.
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
Yes.
Perfect law of liberty. And continue therein. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. See, that's what we call to do the work. A lot of people don't want to do the work. They want the reward, but they don't want the work.
Right.
Hallelujah. They want the rest, but they don't want to lose a little strength. Glory to God. They want the anointing, but they don't want to open the book and read the reference on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says that looking into the perfect law of liberty. That word liberty means freedom.
Amen.
Or access. I like this. Or access to the presence of God.
Yeah. All right.
When you look in there, then you're looking into the right mirror.
Yes.
And you'll see God.
Yeah.
Come on and give him some praise.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah.
For this is the true and the pure religion that man's supposed to live up to. It is the true word of God that strengthens you and lift you up. True word of God that's give you the instruction so that all the instruction will be true. It's the true word of God, because I am true, said God, that gives you the directions so that you can make the crooked places straight. Yea, this is the work that ye shall do. Yea, ye shall do it without hesitation, said God. But be ye ready, for at any time trials will come up on you in situations, circumstances. But if you are a doer of my word, you shall tear down every stronghold. For no weapon formed against ye shall prosper in this land, said God. So be a doer. You got to hear first. You got to get understanding. Then you can do it. If you don't, he said, be swift to hear, slow to speak. So if you don't have understanding and you turn that slow into swift, then you made the mistake. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Everybody stand. Everyone.